This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best.
All right, let's go back phones here on The Best Show. The number is 201-332-3484. Best Show, you're on the air.
Breaker 19, this is Z-Dog in Arborough, bringing the hammer down on them tasty cakes. What's your 10-20, good buddy?
What is this? Hello?
What do you think it is? It's Roy.
Roy? Philly, yeah. Philly boy Roy?
Yeah, you Tama dummy. Crack your own memory much? It don't sound like you do.
Hey, what? How are you, Roy?
I'm doing good.
Good. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks. You know, I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, in the Hall and Oates section.
Okay, you're in the Hall & Oates section of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Please, tell me more about this.
Well, you know their album, Abandoned Luncheonette?
Yeah.
I'm in the picture on the cover.
You're in the picture on the cover of Abandoned Luncheonette?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's true, though.
Okay,
You want to know the deets? That means details.
Sure. Well, what are the deets?
Well, I was with my dad up by Pottstown back in 73. He was driving, you know, and we stopped off for him to take a leak. Can I say that?
Yeah, well, you already did, so.
Okay. Well, he was doing his business, yeah. And I start walking through the woods, you know, just trying to see what's around.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this old abandoned diner car.
Okay.
And so I'd stolen one of my old man's cigs.
Yeah.
And I sat in the diner car, and I lit up.
Okay.
It was my first ever smoke, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And just then this photographer shows up, and he starts clicking away.
With you inside?
I'm in it. He don't see me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of shadowed.
Yeah.
So I'm getting mad, because I thought he was going to narc me out to my old man.
Mm-hmm.
So I shot him the finger.
Yeah.
And you can just barely make it out, but it's in there.
You can make out you giving the finger on the cover of Abandoned Luncheonette.
Yeah, I'm wearing a tank top.
So, you're on the cover. I did not know that.
Yeah,
that is...
guess what's on the tank top?
I don't know.
B.O.C. Onk.
The B.O. Oh, because of the Blue Oyster Cult logo is on there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You sneak the Blue Oyster Cult logo onto a Hall & Oates album cover.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's something. You know, What was all that, like, CB talk you were doing when you called in?
Oh, you know, I was just trying to speak to you on your new wavelength, literally. You know, I know you're doing the show on CB radio now, and so I just wanted you to understand me. Roger that, Blob?
Roy, I'm not doing the show on a CB radio. We're doing the show live on the internet. It's not a CB radio.
Oh.
It's not, no. Well,
oh, because I thought I read in Variety magazine that after you got canned from that high school radio station for having a severed torso in your desk, that yeah. The only airwaves willing to broadcast your patented brand of ape filth was those monitored by our nation's lowliest and most depraved truck drivers.
Most depraved truck drivers.
Yeah.
Well, Roy, none of that is true, even remotely. So, no, we're on the internet. People can listen on the internet or on the podcast. You know, it's been a full year since we've talked, Roy.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure people listening, I'm sure all the Best Show listeners would love to know what you've been up to for the last year.
Me?
Yeah.
What have I been up to?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing. You know, same old, same old.
The same old, same old. Really?
Yeah. No, Blob. In all honesty?
Yeah.
I'm coming off the most wild year ever imaginable ever that has been.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what? Please, I would love to know what happened.
Well, when I vacated my seat in the office of mayor of Newbridge,
yeah,
I knew I really had to take the bull by the horns.
Uh-huh.
And that was a disaster.
How so?
Well, you know, Roy Jr. told me that if I really wanted things to go good, mm-hmm. I'd have to go to a farm and actually wrestle a live bull to the ground by its horns. You know, for good luck.
So he told you that that's what it means to take a bull by the horns, that before you can do it, you actually have to take a bull by his actual horns.
Yeah, literally.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't go so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gouged my haunches.
So, an actual bull gouged your haunches.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So after I got out of the hospital,
uh-huh.
I was really floundering for quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried several things that I thought was going to be surefire money makers.
Uh-huh. Like, what kind of things?
Well, you know, Roy's noise-generating headphones, Dentist Who, the Scoldington Post, Paw Pilots. Well, none of them really took off.
Uh-huh. Wait, That list right there sounded like a novel in of itself with you. Like, just well, you said what, noise generating headphones?
Yeah.
What is a noise generating headphone?
Oh, well, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people, they don't, you know, they don't want to hear, you know, nothing. They don't want to hear sweet silence.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people can only relax to the sound of jackhammers and chainsaws sawing away on metal pipes. Uh-oh. At least I thought they did.
Uh-huh.
Turns out they don't.
Yeah, it turns out they don't.
Yeah.
So nobody wanted your noise-generating headphones.
Couldn't sell one. I sold half of one.
Half of one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what were some of the other things you mentioned there? You said something dentist? What
oh,
was
yeah,
that?
Dentist Who.
Dentist Who.
Yeah. Well, it was a surefire hit series I was pitching to the Shout Network about a man who wears a hilariously long and fun scarf
yeah.
who goes into the future to do root canals on phone booths.
Dentist, oh, so it's like Doctor Who.
What?
Yeah, Doctor Who.
What's that?
It's a show that's been on for almost 60 years now.
I ain't never heard of it.
Oh, you never heard of it?
No.
But you came up with the idea of Dentist Who.
I sure did.
Uh-huh. So it's yeah. like a... So it was a time-traveling dentist?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget that scarf.
Yeah, with a long scarf on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But Matthew Tompkins over at Shout, he didn't want to do it. You know what they greenlit instead?
What's that?
The show about D'Angelo fans.
The show about D'Angelo fans, which is pretty... What's that, Roy?
Well, I was going to say, are you as tired of D'Angelo as I am? I mean, he was genius for all of last Monday and most of Tuesday, but then it's like, next, please.
Because...
Hello?
Yeah, because the D'Angelo album came out on, like, Sunday night, and then everyone said it was the greatest album ever for, like, 2 days. Is that what you're
right.
saying?
Yeah.
But you're just done with it now.
I'm like, next, please.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So his genius, the genius lasted for you for 2 days.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that is, I guess that's just how it goes with D'Angelo.
That's how it goes with Roy Z.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in yeah. the house.
In the Roy Z's in the house, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the other thing you said about the, was it the Scoldington?
Oh, the Scoldington Post, yeah.
Yeah.
See, the Scoldington Post was going to revolutionize how people live their lives.
Okay.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't want to subscribe to a blog that tells you you've been doing everything wrong your entire life? Eating wrong, drinking wrong, having sex wrong, reading wrong, sleeping wrong, being wrong.
I don't follow what you... Okay, so it would correct people's behavior?
Just tell you you've been doing everything wrong. Turns out nobody wanted that neither.
Just being told that everything was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, the way you're eating is wrong.
Yeah.
People just didn't want that kind of blog.
Nobody wanted that.
Yeah. I could see that. That's
they didn't want Palm Pilots either.
Palm Pilots?
What's that?
It's well, it was a thing from the about 10 years ago, where it was like, where you kind of would be able to just have like a little portable schedule book that you could write memos on and things. A palm.
That sounds like what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
But for dogs.
You were doing a Palm Pilot, but for a dog.
Well, Tom, there's a lot of very busy dogs out there.
Uh-huh.
And they need a better way to keep track of all their appointments and organize their email.
So
the Paw Pilot was the answer to every dog's needs.
The Paw Pilot.
Yeah.
Okay. So a Paw Pilot was this thing you're doing that helped out dogs with their schedules.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it turns out dogs don't really have as much money as I thought they did.
They didn't have as much money as you thought they'd. So you thought that dogs had, thinking that dogs had any money.
Yeah, I thought dogs had more cash in paw than they do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But so you're, the Paw Pilot was a huge, huge bust.
Yeah. But you know was a bigger bust?
What's that?
And this is the big news.
Yeah.
Rhoda and I got divorced.
What?
Yeah.
Really? You and Rhoda? That's terrible. That is huge news.
Very sad.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, you know, things got pretty complicated. Look, Tom, I'm not perfect. There was only one who was.
There was only one, what, is that like a Christian thing? Like there was only one perfect, like the Lord?
We don't need to get into our beliefs, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I'll just say this, my heart was captured by another.
Uh-huh.
And like many torrid love affair.
Yeah.
It began at hang gliding school.
Like many a torrid love affair, it began at hang gliding school.
Yup.
What were you doing at a hang gliding school?
Hang on, let me take a drink. Oh. Well, you know, Roy Jr., he was going to get an F- in his chemistry class.
An F-?
Yeah, and he said it would be a good idea if I changed the grade in his teacher's grade book. But because the classroom was so high up,
uh-huh,
I had to use unusual measures to access the room.
Okay.
And after weeks and weeks of discussion, we arrived at the only possible way to get into the classroom after the school was closed at night.
Mm-hmm. Which, okay. So you would hang glide to it.
That's right.
Yeah. So the chemistry, the classroom must have been on a pretty high floor if you're going to hang glide.
Oh, it was.
Uh-huh. What floor?
The first and a half.
What is the first and a half?
Well, it was kind of like a half floor above the first floor, not like a full floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I got to say the plan did work.
Okay.
I pulled it off without a hitch.
Really?
Yeah.
So you,
I didn't want to, you know, bring attention to it, so I didn't want to seem too obvious. So I changed Roy Jr.'s grade to a straight F.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So he still failed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains why Roy Jr. tried to kill me the day he got his report card.
Yeah, yeah. So you took his F minus and turned it just to an F.
Well, I didn't want it to look like it was being, you know, it was too much, like by going to like a B or an A.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I should have rethought that.
Yeah, yeah. You probably should have rethought that, Roy.
Yeah. Well, you know, anyway, I met my new lover in the aforementioned hang gliding class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her name's Tawny, and she was the wife of Eagles cornerback Eric Mortz at the time. Yeah, I know. It was a sinful affair committed by two married infidels.
Okay, sinful and infidels. You've got your own little language going here, but so you...
Well, it was the language of love, Tom.
Uh-huh.
It was pure sensual erotic love.
The two of you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what.
What's that?
Once those sparks started flying, we were hang gliding all over Philadelphia, making love above the city for nights at a time. Yeah, we treated the Philadelphians all over to our sky love.
Ew.
What? You don't like sky love?
Well, I'm just picturing people looking up and seeing what you're referring to as sky love.
Hey, you don't think they could see up her skirt, do you?
Roy, I don't know.
Okay. You know, I've got to say, though, it was a real whirlwind romance. Get it? Wind? Whirlwind?
No, I got it. I'm
okay.
With you. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. That was...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I divorced Rhoda in May.
Okay.
And I was living with Tawny by June.
Wow. May and June, you're already living with Tawny.
I told you it was whirlwind.
Yeah. How is that working out?
Oh, we got divorced in July. Why?
You and Tawny. So it did not work out.
No. You know, it didn't go the way I hoped it would.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, we was having a great time living it up in Mort's Manor out there in Haverford.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you, we made love in every nook and cranny of that house, son.
Okay.
Ugh. Yeah. But then one day Eric came back to the house from training camp.
Okay.
And I'm there lounging in the hot tub wearing a suit. Oh, man, he blew a gasket.
Uh-huh. So you're in the hot tub of this NFL player.
Yeah.
Mortz?
Yeah.
Eric Mortz. Yeah, and he sees you wearing his swimsuit in the hot tub. I'm sure he was furious.
Oh, he was really furious, but it wasn't a swimsuit.
What were you wearing?
Oh, I was wearing his Armani suit. It cost like 10 G's.
So you're in the hot tub
in an why are you wearing an Armani suit in a hot tub?
I don't know. It just seemed like something cool to do. I'll tell you what, though. He was even madder about the roids.
What roids?
Well, let's just say besides helping myself to Eric's wife's wedding night area, I was also helping myself to Eric's performance-enhancing drugs.
Uh-huh.
Man, those things made me really strong. I got so strong, I was lifting all the weight machines.
So, wow. So you were, like, when you were on a weight machine, you were doing, like, the max weight, which is, that's insane that you were that strong all of a sudden, because you're not that strong.
Oh, I am now. No. Oh, no. I meant I was lifting the machines.
The actual machines.
Oh, yeah. My workout was doing reps, lifting the entire machines over my head over and over again.
So that's what the roids were doing to you.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I was actually getting known as Philly Boy Roids.
Because of the amount of roids you were doing.
Yeah, I was huge. But you know what? I didn't know there was a downside to those things.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah, I ate them like they was candy. I thought they were like Sour Patch leaves.
Yeah. No, Roy, that's serious stuff. That's like, that's not nothing to just goof around with.
Yeah, you're telling me now. I stopped taking them, and now I feel really weird. But, you know, onward and upward, right?
It's all you can do. Onward and upward.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
I've got an interior motive for calling you.
An ulterior motive?
What's that?
That's what you have, but...
Okay, well, I got one of those.
Okay.
All right, well, you know, I need you to blurb me, Blob.
What's that?
I need you to blurb me.
Blurb you?
Yeah.
What do you mean by... What is a blurbing?
Well, David and the brass over at Shout Media, they said I need to start thinking about this stuff.
Who is David?
David Ritz.
David Ritz is a guy. He writes all these, like he co-writes celebrity autobiographies.
Yeah, is it he's helping me write mine.
The same David Ritz.
Yeah, I got a book deal.
You have a book deal?
Yeah, with Shout Media. We all got book deals.
When you say we all got book deals, yeah. Which is also a guy who has a book deal is saying we all got book deals.
Who else, please?
Who else got a book deal, Roy?
Well, me, AP Mike, Spike, Fredericks from Newport Richie, Julie from Cincinnati. Oh, Fred from Honolulu. His book's great. It's called Tuesdays with Dog the Bounty Hunter and His Wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get a book deal?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't get one?
No.
Oh. Well, anyway, my book?
Yeah.
It's a real page-turner.
It's a real page-turner.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of?
Yeah.
Guess who I've been dating after things went south with Tony?
Who?
Paige Turner.
I don't know what that means. Paige Turner?
Yeah, Paige Turner, the star of all them Triple X book-related parody films.
Wait, there are like... There's like X-rated movies that are like book-related?
Oh, there's shelves full of them. You get it? Shelves, bookshelves.
Yeah, I got it. That makes sense.
You don't know any of these movies?
No, I don't.
You never heard The Old Man and the Sea? It's just the letter C.
Ugh.
Okay. What about the Also Rises?
Okay, I had to bleep you there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What about The Grapes of Bread?
Okay, I don't want to know about that.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Breast.
Ugh.
Okay, well, you had to have seen Of Mice and...
Yeah, I had to bleep you on that one, too.
Oh, gee, look, I thought you were on the internet now. Anything goes.
Yeah, no,
right?
And not with some of these things, Roy. So.
Okay. Well, you know, we're all taking bets on how long your show's going to last.
What?
It seems really iffy to me at this point.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The show seems iffy, so people are taking bets. Who's taking bets on whether the show lasts?
Oh, off the top of my head, you know, Mike, Spike, Julie from Cincinnati, Fred from Honolulu, Darren Ploppleton, Todd Fancy.
Todd Fancy.
Yeah.
The guitarist from the New Pornographers.
Where's the Mirror Shades? Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of hangs back. You don't know what his deal is.
Yeah.
What's he doing back there?
So he's betting on when the show ends. Well, he's playing guitar back there.
I mean, what's he thinking?
You got me. I don't know. Okay. Who else is taking bets?
Oh, Dave from Knoxville, Low Straight Jackets, Michael Kay, Glenn Danzig, Hammerhead, Stevie Blue, Timmy Von Trimble, who else? Andy Kindler, Paul Simonon.
Andy Kindler, who's supposed to be a friend of this show.
I thought so, too.
Is taking bets on when the show goes under.
He's placing the biggest wager.
Oh, that's
40 G's.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Who else?
Paul Simonon.
From The Clash.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
August.
The kid who used to call.
Yeah, Gorch.
The Gorch.
Officer Tom.
Uh-huh.
Neil Degrassi.
Okay, great.
Vice President Biden, Pastor Josh.
Okay.
Martin Short.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, I just... people can do whatever they're going to do. That's fine.
Oh, how generous of you.
I'm going to keep doing the show, and they can bet all they want to bet. The show's not stopping.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What's that, Roy?
Were you DJing on New Year's Eve?
I'm not DJing anywhere.
You ain't DJing nowhere?
No, I'm not.
Oh, man, we're all doing DJ sets on New Year's Eve.
Who else is doing a DJ set?
Oh, you know, I'm doing some, Roy Jr., Rhoda Jr., Little Rhoda, Dave Cash.
I don't know Dave Cash. Who is Dave Cash?
Well, Dave Cash the Human was, of course, the second baseman for the Phillies from 74 to 76. Okay. Dave Cash the Dog is the newest addition to the Ziegler clan.
Dave Cash.
Yeah.
Is a dog.
Yeah.
And is, so you have a dog now?
We do, yeah. He's half poodle wiener and one-third pug wawa-doodle.
What is a pug wawa-doodle?
Well, it's just part pug, part chihuahua, and part doodle.
Okay, yeah. So he's half
poodle... The poodle wiener is what you gotta watch out for.
So he's half poodle wiener.
Yeah.
And one-third...
Yeah.
Pug wawa-doodle. Which I think still, it doesn't work out mathematically. I still think you have some dog left over.
Oh, you know, I would not put it past this thing to be part alligator.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's Dave Cash.
That's right,
your dog.
He's such a good boy. Aren't you Dave Cash the dog? Hey, take your sneakers off before you get on the couch.
Take your sneakers off. What are you... Is that one of your kids you're talking to?
No. It's just me, Rhoda, and Dave Cash here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So your dog wears sneakers.
Well, nothing fancy. They're just Rhoda Jr.'s old Skechers. No biggie. Hey, you know, Dave Cash is DJing a PetSmart New Year's Eve party.
So your dog, Dave Cash,
yeah,
is DJing a party at PetSmart.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's great. He's totally earning his keep around here. He's even fixing the puppy bowl.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That your dog is fixing the puppy bowl.
Yeah, don't tell no one. But he knows several of the players, and he's getting some of them to not act as cute as they usually are. It's the big secret. He's even got freckles. Now, freckles is the Bo Jackson of competitive dog cuteness. He's getting freckles to fake flagrant morbid rabidity.
Oh.
It's going to take someone's finger off that day.
Freckles.
Yeah.
So freckles would be the odds-on favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm putting everything I own and everything you own in that puppy bowl pot.
You're not putting everything I own onto it. I don't want any part of this.
Well, it's too late.
What do you mean it's too late?
Well, I got your bank account passwords and all that stuff. Doing transfers tomorrow morning.
No, you're not doing anything like that.
Sure I am.
No, you're
Why?
Not.
Why? Please?
No, I'm not being a part of any of this, Roy.
Oh, come on, please. Have some Christmas spirit.
Christmas spirit?
Yeah.
So you're talking about Christmas... Oh, no, I'm not going to have any Christmas spirit if you're going to put all my money on the line.
Oh, come on.
What?
Well, you think about it, and speak in a Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
What call of mine just the days before Christmas would be complete without the traditional reading of the night before Christmas Philly style?
Yeah, you know, that has kind of become a tradition on the show.
You love it, don't you?
It's its own thing.
You love it, don't you?
Yes, I love it.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen. I feel like the old version had become a little stale.
Okay.
A little played out.
Uh-huh.
And listen, even though the teleplay for Dentist Who didn't take off how I hoped it would,
yeah,
I found I loved writing scientist fiction.
Science fiction.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called science.
See, okay, well, you know, because I never read none of that stuff,
yeah,
I realized it gave me a fresh perspective on the genre.
The genre of scientist fiction.
Yeah, I'm a storyteller, Tom.
Okay.
Don't you love when people say they're storytellers, people in Hollywood?
When they
Isn't
say...
Isn't it the best?
Yeah, I know what you mean, Roy.
Yeah.
Not going to talk about that.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, listen, I did a very exciting, very futuristic updating of my previous work.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. You know what? I am ready. This is a science fiction updating?
Yeah, yeah.
Of your previous work, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, Philly style.
Well, now it's called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, Future Philly style.
Okay. The floor is yours, Roy.
Here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a robot. Oh, the eye stockings was hung by the cyber chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The androids was nestled all snug in their sleeping pods, while visions of electronic hoagies danced in their Daft Punk helmets.
Wait, while what danced in there? In their what?
Visions of electronic hoagies.
Electronic hoagies.
Yeah.
Danced in their Daft Punk helmets.
You don't know about Daft Punk, only the best band of all time.
No, I know about Daft Punk, Roy. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Mama in her Eagles jersey and I in my Phillies cap had just settled our electronic brains for a long winter's digital hibernation. When out in the robot repair lab there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I jumped on my hoverboard and flew like a flash, tore up the stairs and grabbed me an iBat.
An iBat.
Yeah.
What's that, like an electronic bat?
It's an electronic bat, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You don't think that could exist in the future?
Sure. So you got on your hoverboard. You heard something outside.
I did.
You got on your hoverboard.
I did.
And you went over and grabbed your iBat.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
You're following this very well.
Well, it's really engaging, and I don't want to miss any of it.
Good. Okay. Well, may I continue, please?
Please, yes.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of robotic cheesesteaks to objects below.
Robotic cheesesteaks. So go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. Don't want to stop your flow. Go ahead.
Okay. When what to my wondering eyes did appear? But a cyber sleigh with 8 android Philly legends so dear. With a tough robot driver so angry and mean, I knew in a moment Robo Rizzo was on the scene.
Okay. Robo Rizzo?
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming is a robotic Mayor Frank Rizzo?
Tom, never assume, because then you make an ass out of you and also others.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's something like that.
Yeah. But you're right to assume that because it's true.
Okay, so Robo Rizzo is on the scene now.
That's correct.
Okay, I'll stop.
Okay. More rapid than them eagles, the legends they came. And Rizzo whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now, robotic Iverson. Now, robotic Lazinski. Now, robotic Dr. J. And robotic Tom Kiefer.
Okay, from Cinderella.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Cyber Hall. On Cyber Oats. On Android Kurt Vile. And TRI.
TRI. I know it.
Yeah.
That's Todd.
Come on.
It's Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
Like his digital persona.
Yeah, you know where he went to high school?
Upper Darby?
Yeah, you know who also went there?
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
All right.
Where Psychotic Norman's from, too.
Okay, they're from there, too.
Good band, yeah.
Yeah, the real who's who coming out of that high school.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for more?
Sure.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now rock away, dunk away, home run away, all. As the home runs that robotic Chase Utley let fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to Pat Stakes, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of computer chips and St. Robo Rizzo too.
Okay, so now the sleigh has shown up.
Yeah.
With the robotic Frank Rizzo and pulling it are robotic versions of Philadelphia legends.
Yeah. And then in a twinkling, I saw on the ground, the sleigh had landed with a horrible sound. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney at Pat's, St. Robo Rizzo came with a bound. He was dressed like an android, from his head to his foot, and his metallic Flyers jersey was all tarnished with ashes and soot.
Okay, so now he's in Pat Stakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bundle of futuristic toys he'd flung on his back, and he looked like yours truly pulling a smoke from a fresh pack. Gotta work yourself into these.
Yeah, so you got a little reference to yourself in there.
Yeah. His eyes, how they glowed. His cyber dimples, how merry. His cheeks was like blood on the ice at the Wells Fargo Center. His nose, like a can of Frank's Cherry.
Which is a classic. Like, you've always had that classic.
Gotta put it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite soda.
Okay.
Yeah. His filthy android mouth was drawn up like a bow. And all of his three chins were as white as a war on drug show.
Okay.
That's a current band. You may not have heard of them.
No, I know those guys.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
The stump of an e-cigarette held tight in his teeth. And the vaping, it encircled his head like a wreath.
Okay, so St. Robo...
He's vaping.
He's vaping, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that a great visual to think of him just vaping away, taking hits?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's...
I'm vaping now.
You're vaping?
Yeah, don't tell no one.
Okay, I won't.
Okay. He had an electronic face and a fat robotic belly that shook when he yelled at the scared people of Philly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old man, and I laughed at him until lasers shot out of his hands.
So he shot some lasers at you.
Yeah. Not cool.
No.
A wink of his electronic eye and a twist of his robotic head let me know that I would soon be dead. He stood up and said, "All you idiots, get to work. Fill them sacks with coins. We're robbing the Philadelphia Mint tonight, you jerks."
So the Philadelphia Mint.
Yeah.
He's plotting a thing to rob the Philadelphia Mint.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's the year 8255, and the future is rough. Life in future Philly is certainly tough. Robo Rizzo jumped into his sleigh and gave his crew a shout. And we all went down to Art Street to empty the mint out.
Okay, so you all go down to the U.S. Mint in Philly to rob the place.
Yeah. And I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and New Jersey still sucks."
Oh, so you couldn't even rhyme it with a... Yeah, you had to end it with something that... You couldn't even end with rhyming with "to all a good night."
I had to do it.
You had to do it.
I had to do it.
Yeah, you couldn't help yourself.
Do you like it?
Well, you certainly took your whole thing to new places with that.
Pretty cool, right?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I just got to ask you something, Roy.
Something's
kind of been hanging me up since you said something a while ago.
Okay.
You were saying that where you are right now, it's just you.
Yeah.
And your dog, Dave Cash.
Yeah.
And was it Rhoda or Rhoda Jr. who was there?
Rhoda. Why?
So Rhoda is there.
Yeah.
But I thought you guys got divorced.
Oh, we did. But then we got remarried again a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Tom, you know, I'm the kind of cat that needs to be part of a pride. A pride's a cat family, like lions.
Sure, okay. A pride is a cat family, yeah.
Yeah. So when I started making motions to Rhoda, come on, let's get it back. She was all no dice.
Uh-huh.
She was dating this piece of trash called Jello Man.
Hold on a second. Rhoda was dating Jello Man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What a creep. And I thought I made some poor life choices.
Look, I like Jello Man. I think he's a good guy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anywho, I realized only an incredible act of heroism was the way to get Rhoda back.
To win back her affection, you had to do something heroic.
Absolutely,
What did you do?
I set fire to the house.
You set fire to what, your own house?
Yeah, the house we used to live in.
Uh-huh.
Where she was still living with the kids.
All right.
And then I made this big production of coming out of nowhere to save her and the kids.
Yeah.
And the firemen, they came and they put it out. It wasn't a ton of damage, and long story short, I ended up sleeping in my rightful bed again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy?
Yeah.
You said that Rhoda is in the room with you right now?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Uh-huh. Well, she must have heard you explaining this scheme that you just said while we're on the phone.
Oh, no. No, it don't work that way. See, I hear like 0.5% of what she says. I'm sure it's the same for her.
Uh-huh. Well, you're sure about that? That she's... Just because you tend to not listen to what others say, how can you be sure that she's not listening?
Oh, man, now you got me wondering.
What's that?
Well, you know, she is gathering up all my belongings.
Rhoda is.
What's she doing out there? Oh, she's putting it all in a big pile in the front lawn.
All your stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, where did she get 2 sticks of dynamite?
Wow. I guess Roy just got his stuff blown up. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.